We are continuing our shiurim on Nekudat on Kaddish, Kavanas of Kaddish using Nekudat of Kesef. We're on in the Siddur, well, actually in the Sefer himself, in the hardback copy, we're in page 222. And in the softback copy, we're in which page?
69.
Okay, so we're going to go back a few lines from where we stopped off in last year, because actually that's going into a new inyan. So we're going to start with the word starts ve'achesh bi'er harav es kol ze u'mamshech mevayah. Okay. So the Ariza says as follows: ve'nazal le'inen, nazal le'inen a kaddishin shebetfilat shachritz. Okay. V'hine min ha'tcholas etfila ad hodu Hashem hu b'chinas vav hecholas atachtonis nasir. So the Ariza telling us that when you start your tefillah until you go to hodu Hashem, you're all working within the last six tefillahs of the world of Asiya. And I will explain. A kavanah he that the Nekudat Zekesef is as follows. Nekudat, the kavanah he shemi'ishe v'ad hodu, mi'ishe reyach, nechoach, and all that, until you get to hodu, nase aliyas Asiya tachton, tlata tlap. That's all you've done. You've managed successfully to bring up the lower world, I mean the chagat, the nine the chagat. Well, the night to the chagat and the chagat to the chava. You're working in thirds. Ve'ad hodu, when you actually say hodu, olu ashisha hecholas bilvad, tlat al tlat, bishlemus. Bishlemus. So you've completed that when you say hodu, actually. Ve'af apishe gam hechal kodesh kodoshim, because that's only the six lowest verses. But what's happening with the top three? Obviously, if you're moving the lower parts, you're going to be moving the higher part. So after Pishigam Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim the Galde Asiya Alabi Isha Linai Di Yetzira. Remember, as we look at the world of Asiya, it's split into thirds. It's the nine, the Chagat, and the Chabad of the world of Asiya. Yetzira is also Nai Chabad Chagat. So when I move everything a third, that means the top part of Asiya is going to be peeping into the lower part of Yetzira. So that means the Chabad of Asiya is going to be going into the lower part of Yetzira. That makes sense, right? But the problem is that Ariza doesn't even mention. He just talks about moving the lower spheres, the Nahi and the Chagat, but he doesn't mention about moving the Chabad. Now you can say it's obvious, but he says the vault is as follows, that Afa pi shegam v'hechal kodesh kodoshim gad asiya olo b'ishe linai asiya, and it's not mentioned here. This is not really called an aliyah. So more lomdu shoteret here. It's true it's gone up. The chabad of Asiya has gone up to the night of Yetzirah. But that's not really called going up. Why? The tam. Excuse me. She'ad hodu ein aliyos shlema. Because it's not really a shlema dika aliyah. Ki aliyah rag b'chinas nefesh. Nefesh. That means it's really an aliyah to go to the next world. Really needs three folds. It needs bekadish v'hodu nishlemes aliyah b'ze shemikabli mega asiya elu b'chinas ruach v'neshama. As v'hodu neshafachim liyot yetzira mamish. So that's the vault. The vault is even though you're going through your tefillah and you're raising up each thing to a third, and finally, eventually, the chabad is going to be peeping into and going into the Yetzirah, the lower part of the Yetzirah, the Nai Yetzirah, but it has to go three stages. It really has to be going, the Chabad, the Asiya has to go in with its Nefesh, with its Ruach, and with its Neshama. So what does what? So as you say, Ishe Reach, you're going with the Nefesh. And then when you're going to say Kaddish, you're going to bring the Ruach of that Chabad. And then finally when you say Hodu, you're going to bring the actual neshama of the Chabad Asiya to go into the Nai Di Yetzirah.
It's a force of three though. It's not a force of Nefesh, it's a force of three. I mean, if theoretically you could move the neshama by itself, would that be called an aliyah?
What do you mean by itself? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, just as theoretically Nefesh moved by itself. Well, therefore it's not called an aliyah. If theoretically you could move the neshama by itself, would it also not be called an aliyah?
That's right.
It's a vault in three. It's a vault in three.
The vault is that you have to have an aliyah which is shalom. And every aliyah is in three parts. The cool thing is that you have to bring what's really in three parts. It doesn't mean anything, because why Dafka three? We're not four and two thirds, whatever. Because each one represents a more of an essence of the lower world going in. So you bring a shtickle, a third of the world, which is the nefesh, you bring it up, and then you bring the ruach shabo, and then you bring the neshama shabo. So you got all three thirds. That's one shleima dika aliyah.
Exactly. In other words, if you only have the one third,
only the nefesh going up.
But if you only have the one third of the neshama somehow going up, that would be called the aliyah.
No. Right, it's not shalom.
Yeah, I'm trying to connect that with my point. The nusach here could be understood to mean it's because just the nefesh, rather than the fact it's not all three thirds. So fine, you know, that was a bit real.
Now, umiyahodu ad bor shama. So weiter. So you've done the first quarter of the tefillah. Now the second quarter starts from umiyahodu bor shama. Like you said, kaddish. The Nusach Sfad is you say Kaddish, and then you say Hodu after Kaddish. And then you start until Baal Shema. Hu v'chinas hecha kodosh kodoshim v'asiyya mishafich v'chol zeviyod yetzira mamish alidea malchus v'yetzira ha'omedis behechal kodosh behechal hazeh.
Where's Ms. Moshe Chalasa about the Lord?
Where is that?
Ms. Moshe Chalasa about the Lord.
That is just before Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach. Hashem Melech, before Baruch Shema. Before Baruch Shema you have Hashem Melech, and then you have Hodu.
And you have a
Kaddish
then as well?
What?
You have a
Kaddish
then as well?
Before Hodu. Before
Hodu
you have a Kaddish.
Before Hodu, that's Kaddish Rabbon.
Yeah, and then you have Hodu. And then you have Lamatzeach.
We have Lamatzeach.
And then you have Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, and then you have Baruch Shama.
Before Hashem Melech, which is after Hodu.
Yeah. Not on Lam Tzeach.
So you got three conditions.
No, why am I thinking that?
Kaddish for one of...
Only one Kaddish. We only have one Kaddish. One Kaddish before Hodu. That's it.
What do you have at the end of Korbanos?
After end of Korbanos, you have the Mishnayos.
Right.
Finished.
You have a Kaddish.
We have a Kaddish.
One Kaddish.
That's it. And then you have Hodu.
Right, then you have Hodu. After Hodu,
yeah.
You have a Kaddish.
No.
After Hodu, you have the Sword of Christ as a Dolly.
Yeah. And then you have Shem Melech.
Yes, you have
there. And then Baruch Shema. No Kaddish. You have Baruch Shema and Vaita. So we don't have two conditions. You have two conditions at the beginning. We don't.
So before Baruch Shema, the only Kaddish is Kaddish Rabbana.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay, so because it makes sense here. Because what we're doing is that before Kaddish is all, it's all the word of Asiya. Kaddish will split it, and everything after Kaddish is Yetziah. So you don't have to need another Kaddish after that. The only other Kaddish you'll need is when you go into the world of Yetziah, when you start getting Kriya Shema. Shtabach. That's when you get into the Birkas Kriya Shema. That's when you move into the next world. And that's it. And Shmona Esri, you don't need it, like we spoke yesterday. Shmona Esri, you don't need a Kaddish over there because it's Smicha Gula. The tefillah, this is, we only have three conditions before, and then you have another after.
Is that normal Sfarim? No.
Yeah, standard. That's a pikavol, it's a pizza zohar, it's a pizza ariza. That's the theory behind it, because you're working with the three different worlds. Akopayim. So, we're saying as follows that, let's read that again, we lost our track here. When you say Hodu, that's going to bring now the neshama, right? Because we've got the nefesh already by Ishe. We brought the Kaddish about the ruach of the pnimius of the chabad, and then you agdil kaddish. That's when you finally bring the chabad in shlemus. You bring the neshama of that chabad, and that goes into the world of yitzira because of chelik of the word yitzira. V'ayinu shehol the nishlemus aliyah hechal kodesh kodoshim dasiya. שאז מקבל בחינס נשמה, ונהפך להיות יציר ממש על ידי המלכוס, די יצירה עומדת בהיכל קודש קודושם דעשייה. Because it's another factor, because you have to understand that we are actually helped out from the malchus of yetzir, which is coming down and going to the chabad of yetzir. Okay? Is that what I said? It's important to understand that. Now the kasha is as follows. The Peletika kasha is as follows. Kasha, hello! Pnimis gad asiya alu b'isha l'nai d'yitzira. We know when we say ishe reach nechoach l'ashem, what's going to happen? We'll bring up the asiya or the gad asiya into the world of l'nai d'yitzira, as we mentioned. Now, in the Shach of Onsh explains to us in Dush Gimel the Tefillah of the Shachar, Katzim shal malcha d'yitzira yarda l'asiya. It goes down. So there's an additional point which is said, the Malchus of Yetzirah goes down to help out the Aliyah. Ve'aliyah malbishim chitzonius chabad ve'pinimius chagat de'asiyah. So on top, the Malchus goes down to chabad, the chitzonius chabad, and there's also the pinimius of chagat. Well, that's a separate point. Now, in Keitzah, fifth kash, Keitzah ne'afku Pnimis gal dasiya sheolu liishe linai diyetzira liotzitziram al yedei malchus diyetzira hanimset bechitzon yeschaba dasiya. How can it be that the malchus is coming down from the world of yetzira to help the chabad go up? The chabad goes up, the malchus stays down, and it achieves what it's supposed to do by memahafich the chabad into the yetzira, the linai diyetzira. How's that work? So he answers. Over Sefer Nifla tells Mordechai LeKaddish, LeRava Gol Mordechai Atira Shlita Rosh Yeshiva Mekubalim Chai VeShalom Meishiv. It's Meyashiv. Shamalchu de Malchu de Yetzira Sheyoredet Besod Miu LeAsiya LeEd B'Shach Kavonos. He midlabesh tchilah bepinim etzchabad asiya. That we said many times. The malchus of yetzira is going down into the chabad of asiya. Very good. Now, va'achikav olim pinim yetzchabad asiya. We also know that the chabad goes up the stage now to the night of the yetzira. And we also nisher as the malchus anal beasiya. The malchus that came down originally is still there. Okay, we know. So what's the teretz here? The teretz is omnam. Kivan shekodem heyo es muluvashis pinim es chaba asiya v'az yesh la bakoach l'sayel le'afech li'os yitzira. So what happened is that the fact that the Malchus once upon a time went into the Chabad, that is enough to give it koach to go up and to mehafech and to become yitzira. V'divrei pi chochamchem. So let me just, I drew a little picture over here. I want you to have a look at this to understand this a bit better. This is a really nice tale, so I enjoy this. So let's just focus over here. We have two columns over here. One to the right, which is this one over here, and then one to the left. It's the opposite over there. For me, this is the right, and this is the left. Now, the right represents the chitzonius of the lamas, and the left, is that right? The pnimius, sorry, it says this is the pnimius olamas, and this over here, this is the chitzonius olamas. Okay, this is the world of asiya over here, and this is the world of yitzira.
Five times two is asiya.
Five. What does that mean? Five times.
Five boxes times two is what you guys
here. No, forget these two boxes here. Let's not look.
You thought that area.
Yeah, these three boxes are asiya. Okay, it's not drawn properly. It's these three boxes, okay?
Your thing went all the way down.
Yeah. So let's curve it over here because I really wanted to. Yeah, correct. Okay. So let's cross that out. Okay, that's that better? So these three boxes will be representing this area here is Asiya, and this is the beginning of Yetzia. Also has three boxes. I just drew the last box, okay? And the way it works is that the Shefa, interesting enough, will go from the Chitzen of the Nahi of Asiya, and it's going to go to the, did I get that right? One second. The Chitzen, oh no, I didn't get this right. No, sorry. This is wrong. So what's happening over here? The chitzonius of the chitzonius of the nahi will go to the pnimius of the nahi. That makes sense, right? Right. Okay. That's all it is. From the chitzon to the pnimi, and then weiter from the pnimi to the chitzon. It goes up a level. You understand what I mean?
It's zigzagging.
It's zigzagging all the way up. That's the way it goes. It's going to go from pnimius chitzon pnimius. Until it goes all the way up to the Chabad. And from the Chabad, it's going to then go into the next world.
How does it manage to go up the stage?
It goes up through your Heidegger words of Tefillah. Okay?
It's not because the Chitzonius has energized the Panemius to now move up to a higher level. It's because of the words that you've said.
Yes. Okay, so I hope this is clearer now. This is clear enough. So, Lamosho, it's going to start from the Chitzonius Olamas over here. The Nai is going to go to the Pnimius of the Nai. The Pnimius of the Nai is going to go where? To the Chitzon of the Chagat. You see this? See what I'm doing? And then from the Chitzon of the Chagat to the Pnimius of the Chagat. The Chagat, it's going to go up to the Chitzonius of the Chabad. The Chabad, the Chitzonius, is going to go to the Pnimius of the Chabad. And here's the big jump. Now, the Pnimius of the Chab is going to go to the Chitzonius of the Nahi. And it's going to keep on moving. As the more we say our tefillah, you're moving up the world tlat to tlat. So this is the Nahi, it's going up to the Chagat. The Chagat to the Chab. The Chab is going to go into that. That's what we mean the world are working by threes. Tlat to tlat, okay?
Are there certain words which create this
movement? Yes, Ishe, Reach, Nechoah.
The actual words, yes. Rather than the...
Yeah, and then when you say Kaddish, it's going to help. And then when you say there's going to be the Nefesh, there's going to be the Ruach, and then when you say Hodu, you're bringing up the Neshama Shabbat.
Just the word Hodu?
No, the whole Hodu.
Well, that's what I asked. Yeah, it's a specific word inside of the
Hodu. Oh, Hashem, yeah. Except the last line, Yishev Yirach. Okay, but anyways, we're not going into details right now. We're just looking at Chlolius, how is this working, how the Tefillah is, what is it pull? Well, it's a tremendous Yisodius here. So the Kasha is like this, that besides the whole mechanism of Aliyahs, okay, there's also from the Pnimis of the Nai the Yetzira, it's dropping down its Malchus to help in the process. It's not only our words, but it's also the Malchus of the highest world is dropping into the Pnimis of the Chabad of the lower world.
Okay? Well, as we're dragging it down.
So it actually happens before. Okay, it's happened before.
So what's causing
it? Because the words of the Tefillah. Words of the tree. Okay, so it's creating all this. Now, what's interesting is he's asking a kasha, is that the kasha is the chabad of the panemius goes up. Why? Due to our tefillah and due to the malchus which is coming to give it energy, to give it koach to go up.
Wait, the malchus is only affecting this last stage or the whole thing?
The last stage.
Oh, just last.
Yeah. Okay. So it's giving koach to the panemius of the chabad to go up to the, over here. Okay. Break the Akasha. How can this go up if the Malchus is going to stay behind? That's his Kasha. His Kasha is, if the Malchus came to Misayeh, the Biurim, this to go up, you'd expect the Malchus to go up, but it doesn't go, it stays behind. So the Iker which goes down stays, becomes the Tofel, and the Tofel goes up. So he brings the Mordechai Tia answers, is that the fact that it came out, it was mashpia, and that hashpa, it's just enough to energize it and to send it off. That's if you're giving petrol to this particular chabad of panemius, and that gives it a lift to go on. But it doesn't necessarily have to go up with the malchus.
Wait, so the malchus still stays down.
Yeah. Okay. So that was a kasha, that was a teretz. So he said, look at the last line again. Omno, kivav shekoydem haisa muluveshes. Since the malchus was in the pnimis of Chabad, the asi as yesh la koach, the Chabad, the pnimis, has a koach, the malchus gives koach to the pnimis of the Chabad, l'sayel al-ishafich liyos yetzira. Allows that to go up, even though the malchus will stay down. Okay, great. So let's continue now. And he says as follows. This is very similar to this. So that means, this is very similar to what we find by Tosefes Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. What are you doing Erev Shabbos? So he's going to explain to us. What do you do Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos is the sod kali noga lifamim nehafeches likali pamim likedusha, because the kali noga is something which is like a permeable, interchangeable interface that can either become negative or positive. That's really in English what it means. And what it means is follows. The Kavanah B'Zeh Al Pi Masha Kol Zvashah Mamu Rashbi in Parashas Vayakil. And he says, the Arizah says as follows. Da. Ki b'kol mokom dvekes oilam ba'oilam yesh b'tisav Shabbos. Let's see. Pirush, he explains.
Which oilam ba'oilam does he mean?
Well, Pirush, he's going to explain. Pirush. Ki b'hechal kodesh kodoshim ha'elyon shel asiya it's exactly our inin. As soon as the top third of the lower world goes up to the bottom third of the top oilam, it's neshafich itself to become part of the higher world. Does that make sense? Now, that's because we're talking about the Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim going up. So the Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim, the Yetzira, also, similarly, is neshafich liyot bebriya. Everything's moving up. That's happening Erev Shabbos. The kates the kiyotah is the kuat. So each one is moving up a stage. Each one is bumping one up the other. So eventually, they're going to go all the way up to brilliance here. And then he says, "Oisa bechina Hashem itzhafechet el iloi b'dimyon mashle malam imenu." Okay, the fact that it goes up. Remember this. Remember, this is the top part of the lower, this is the top part of a seer over here, right here. This is the Chaba, see? When it goes here, that's the Seer Shabbos. You see that? When this Chaba goes up to the world of Yetzirah, it becomes part of this world of Yetzirah, and so on and so forth, all the worlds are going up. That's called the Seer Shabbos. You're adding Kedusha, meaning the worlds are getting an Aliyah, Zubizu, that's called the Seer Shabbos.
How's that in the word?
What? What is that? That's what he said. The ois of bechina that we just spoke about, that it's going up, this aliyah, and it's not only an aliyah, it becomes, the fact that it went up, becomes nishafeches el ilui, it becomes part of this ilui, meaning this tesefis, not tesefis, but it becomes part and parcel of the higher world. The higher world is the ilui. Bedimim mash lemala becomes part and parcel of lemala. Amen. Who to Sefer Shabbos be'atzmo? Mavar Rav Shemash Nasi Kan Who Kedimim Mash Nasi B'Shabbos Kodesh. So it's a dimim amu. We're not talking about Shabbos here, but we're seeing that the aliyahs of everyday tefillah is able to mahafich the lower bechina into the higher bechina, and that's like the inyan of the Sefer Shabbos. Shehecha Kodesh Kodeshim Shel Oylam Atachna It's Hafich Menase Oylam Elyon. V'nimtza Ki Dalet Olam Azabia Yesh Bo Shnei Metzias. Arishon says Arizal here. Ibechin as a vav echolos sheyesh bekol oilam. Omehem ki elu hem nechlol lemala ze beze bechin as cholos bevav. So as we know, there's two parts that we can categorize the world in two parts really: the lower six and the higher three. So the first bechina is the lower six, and the second bechina is the higher three, which is called kodesh kodoshim. Asheni hu bechin as hechal ze. Ha'elyon nikra hechal kodesh kodoshim, ashehu nechlal lemala v'chois nitzafich liyoyz b'mitzias oilam shelemala meimenu ma'ashenken b'vav v'cholos tachnos kenis kala'el. Okay, so the iloi is always going to happen by the God. The God is going to nehafich to become part of the high bechina. V'zu otam adova she'anum omrim holdu l'Hashem. Is that cute? Is that a nice shot? Why do we say holdu l'Hashem? Because when we say holdu l'Hashem shutu gemashmo, the Chabad of Asir becomes the Nai of Yetzirah. That's what we say. Boch Hashem. It's Kiddush. It's in Boch Hashem. We're giving Todah Rabbah to Hashem. That's Hodu Hashem. But I'm seeing that Ime Yoes call Mizmorim handy. Even though the Mizmorim are later on.
I don't understand.
Kodesh Kodoshim Dasiya Nefach Behodu Lios Yetzira Mamish. Okay, sorry, what were we asking?
I don't understand what this drush of who Hashem's about.
Hodu Hashem.
You're a daughter to Hashem, right?
You're giving your daughter Hashem that this went up to here. This. What is this one? This top part of the Siya. Okay. The Chabad of the Siya.
It's supposed to do with
one second. Goes up to here. This is Kedusha, and this is Tuma. So that's not a, that's is that not good enough for a Hodol? Tuma to Kedusha, and Eloi of Olamas is always a time for praise. You can understand that?
It's not a water to say Kedusha Hashem. It's a water shul. Sorry, Hodol.
So, and besides the Kabbalistic kavanas that you're actually doing this, and that's part of, but there's also a touch in the world that he's adding that there's also a remez in the actual words of the Yusek. So that's very nice. Okay, next section now. We're dealing now with Seder Kavanas Protius Yisgada Yisgada Shemei Rabba. Now there's a very interesting question over here. So why is that Kaddish Beloshim Targum? Aramaic. Old tefillah is Loshon HaKodesh, and when it comes to Kaddish, Loshon Aramaic.
I can't explain it, or anything else.
That what?
Whether it's in whether you see Yiskadal, Yiskadal, Yiskadesh, or Yiskadal, Yiskadash. But I can't explain it, it's in Aramaic.
Shmei Rabbah, I mean, that's Aramaic, isn't it?
That is, but
the rest of the words is also but the rest of it is Zicha. We change the Nikud I scatter this or that, but it's Zicha. The majority is Loshon Tagu. So that is why. So it's a very nice title over here. Pila Zohar. What's the pshat of here? When the Vayik Kavonis Hakadosh Be'atzmo, who Hakadosh Nitkan Loshon Tagu. Okay, the Arizah said it's Loshon Targum, and it's based on the Zohar. Kenizkei b'Zohar Parshas Truma. Zeh Loshon Ihu Itbar Shalshelin de Barzila. That the Kaddish has a koach to break the chains, the metal chains. Okay, let me explain. Mivar Rab Shatam Amir as Kaddish b'Loshon Targum Alpi Hazohar Kodesh Parshas Truma. Hu Shovish Al Shelis of Barze Shem Kaddish. So this metal chain is a metaphor for the Yitzhahara or the Kali, and that's what you're doing. You're breaking the breaking the Kali. Rav Ehevi Azor B'Ktzor Ve'Adam Mavi V'Hal B'Achovo Etz Tamsis Diva Kosher Shal Azor Sham. And he says as follows. V'Hu Kedushas Kaddish Einu Kesha Kedushas. Kaddish is not like the rest of the Kedushas. She'er Mishuloshos ואין כוח בקדושוס אלו לספשת בעולם התחתונים לשווה כוח חיצוני. The Kedushas, Kodush, 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 all these Kedushas that we have, the Rabbonim, they don't have a koach to kill the Chitzonim. אלא Kedushas, Kaddish, HaKaddish, אוילו וכל השישה תצובות, בזר ומלכוס, ושובה מנעלויים, וחויס מויס של ברזל, the klipa zavol she'em kochel shel barzel hamafsekes beneinu levein avinu shebashamayim. Very nice. So has a call to pierce through all the chitzonim and finally get us close to the Eibushter. Umevatim aladeis kedushas kaddish. So umebatalim and they all become bota aladei kedushas kaddish nichneses beneihem levatla mishavram goes mamish into the rebbeinus and breaks them up. וכל מה שנעשה על הקדושת קדש הוא כדי שיעלה כבודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא על כל עולמוס ולא רק על ישראל, כי אם בכל העולם הזה ובכל דבריים. וצריך לעומר בלושן תגן שהוא לושן סיטרה אחר. בלושן תגן וסיטרה אחר. ולאנוס בכוח חזק, אמן יש מרום, כדי שלשבור את כוח הסיטרה אחר. ואז, מסעלי כבודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא על כל העולם הזה וכן, בכל הרמירסינו וחזק, אמן יש מרבה, נשבר את מחיץ הסבר הזה של בן ישראל, אבינו שמשמיים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, מסעלי, כבודו וזוכה את אסבונם שאין בגולוס וזוכה שבו המחולל בגויים וליוסי קדוש ברוך הוא הקדוש הבריחו הקדוש ברוך הוא מסעלה בכבוד ובקדוש הזו לכן אפילו נאמר ולא שם תאגו נאמר רק בעשרה אבל לא שם זה נכנע סתראה אחר וכל כוחו ונשבר כוחו ומסעלה בכבודו של קדוש ברוך הוא ושור ומנהלויים חוץ לא של שלשל זה חוזר כזה קליפ אז רב עושה שסיטרה אחר כי אתה גמור לא שום הנחז ונחלל בו לכן נשבע כוחו על ידי זה וזוכר הקדוש ברוך הוא שמו מחולל בגויים ואת בנם שלהם בגולוס אם כן, יובל שפר שאתה מרמיר אז קדש בלושן תגמור וביקל אם הבינים את הלושן התגמור על ידי האמיר אז קדש בלושן תגמור הן נכנם So it's very simple that the Kali, the Chitzorim, whatever you want to call them, understand the Lashon of the Targum, understand the power of the Kaddish, and since we're making it understandable to them, they become afraid and they die, and they get affected by the words. It's as simple as that. But if it was said in the language they didn't understand, it wouldn't have that power over them. וזה מה שממשיך הרב לבוא בדרשנו, והנה הוא, במה שהודיע לכם בשעה המצוות, פרשת זכרונן, איך התרגום הוא סוד אחוריים, וקדושה, הוא קדושה גם כן, אלא שחיצונס יונקי משם. והאנושתם שכאן הם מבינים את לושן תרגום, יורו הפיל מה שקורא בשעה המצוות, פרשת בית זכרונן, ושהתרגום הוא בחינס אחוריים, וקדושה שמשם יני כוסר, נמאפונים אינו יכול להניק. So the chitzonim actually are they take doses of what's called the achoraim and they yearnik from this type of kedusha, the achoraim and the kedusha. But too much of it is over is not healthy for them and it just kills them off. ולכן כוסב הרב כוסם שם שם מצווה ששמור את האחוריים הם אימה יוד, יוד קי, יוד קי וו, יוד קי וו קי that's the achoraim שאין השם מקשה אחס, the Shem is not in one go, כדי שהוא רק מעט מעט ולא מכל השם כשהוא אחד. So it's like, you give them a little doses. כיוון נצבא שקדיש נתקן, the Ariza continues, כיוון נצבא שהקדיש נתקן לעלו, אז הוא לא מזל למעלה מדרגי עושו, כגון עשיר ויצירה, וכיוצא קדיש we know the purpose is to raise up the world, והנה אנו מסיירים, פן חז ושום על ידי עליאס עולמוס יעלו גם הקליפס מהם ויתאחזו בהם ויינקו שפע מהם. So what are we afraid of really? Because when we bring up the world, we're afraid that we're adding Kedusha, right? But when we're adding Kedusha, we're afraid that we're going to be hijacked by the Chitzonim. So לכן, נתקן בלושן תאגו, that's what תאגו said, that Kedusha said תאגו, The EU Lishna the Lomishtai Lemalchim Ilaim. This is not a language that the Malachim understands. Can this give the Zohar Pashas Noach, Dafain Hem with A'am Ubeit, the Pashas Lech Lecha, the Pim Tessim with Aleph. Batam Ho Lefish Umitzad Ponim, Eim Dvarim Beloshen Kodosh, Shubachin is Ponim, Ach, a Klippers, Heim Nechazim Achurim, Eim Mivin Beloshen Tavu, Hu Bachurim. So the Malachim understand Loshen Aponim, Kibayocho. And the Achoraim understand the Loshon HaTargum. So we want them, Davka, to understand in order for them to get scared. Or be Yosef Omri B'Shabbos Shvach HaGol V'HaKodosh HaZeh Shal HaKadosh V'Loshon HaTargum Mehem Yevinim Oysa As Hem Nichnim Ve'Einu Oylem Lemana. So it's a ploy. We're raising up the worlds. We're creating more and more Kedusha. We don't want them hanging around and be yearning from that, so we tell them a lotion that they understand, bidugri, as they say in Hebrew, berach bitchatana, berach bitchatana, we tell them a foolish exactly what's happening, we're mashaber Hashem, we're creating more and more Kedusha, and the awesomeness of the Kedusha, that they started to understand what's going on, they all flee away. That's the reason why we tell them in their monolotion. V'atam Amir Zakadish, and explains, just over the page, V'atam Amir Zakadish, Davka Beloshen Tagum Hu, Ka'in and Akadish Hu, La Lois is Lomas Bia, that Silas Me'olim Lo'olim, that's the point of Kadish, to raise the worlds up higher and higher. Anu Yireim Shekali Te'achas Be'alias, Lomas, we're afraid that the Kali are going to be yearning from all this Kedusha, Adi De'an Ve'alias. V'cheinem Akadish Beloshen Tagum Shuhu, La Loshen Shehem Mivinim. V'kshem Yishomim Ez Ashvach Gadosh Shoy Akadish, Hem Mefachedim V'nitchim,
it doesn't destroy them.
No, the same Bashmash doesn't destroy them, but it just scares them away.
I said before it did, no?
Yeah, it was Mashmah Take, it did destroy them. It was Mashmah from the Zohar. I mean, that was the first loss in the Zohar. It was Shove Eshashelet. So you have to translate the Shove Eshashelet. That the Zohar says, Ihu mitbar shalshel. It breaks the shalshel. So you can learn that they all come as an army, as a chain, right? And you're just undoing the chain, so they're all leaving. So it doesn't mean you're actually killing them. You have no life in the Zohar. That they're actually killing them off, but rather they're just scaring them off. V'lo yikshel lanim ashkos v'duf ha'odu, shebishpil shedochetz et kali shelo nechaz v'kedusha, tzirichim lalos v'lechol olam ze v'zeh. So it seems that over there, in a different Dorosh in Shakavon, it seems to be that when Nichla, one world above the other world, in order to achieve the same results. And here you're doing it through Kaddish. The Kamash Mashishinatchom Limata. Yeah, sorry. So in Shakavon, it's the Mashma that you bring them up with you. And you sort them out as you bring them up. And here's Mashmah that you're pushing them down. So which one? Are you bringing them up? Are you bringing them down? So he says, that's not Shver. The Shabbadosh, the Hodukai, Alias, Vit Kalalut, Akali, Zebeze, Behem Atzmam, Leham Tikam. So that's one way of disposing of the Akali, is to matik them, to mahafich them into something else. That's Mituk Adim. Pushing them down. So there's two different strategies we're using. One strategy is we're pushing them down. Another strategy, we're actually lifting them up out of their comfort zone and actually doing a mitzvah dealing on them and also wiping them out in that way.
Well, both at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, through the dush, through hodu. Hodu, you do both, right? So v'ray lezeh she kosev
haram. Who's all zeruah?
The all zeruah is Rav Papirish.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yes, it's not our. It's not the Rishon.
No, I knew that.
Right?
I knew.
So it's the Rav Papirish, the one of the Mesadrim of the Kitva Ariza. Where it's ever called the all zeruah. Okay, weiter. V'ra'il is this because of a rav she'al di ha'shvach ha'godol hazeh em nichnem v'lo oylem lemalem. V'ayinu be'aliyas ha'olam ha'z kedusha ki hem nitchem. Omnam yesh loma lifi yadush lehodu she'benam leben atzmam hem ken yalu kedi lamtik v'lo le'achas. So you have both. Omosif ha'rav ha'lamdeinu she'ma she'goz v'agolo sh'tago v'lo mishtame Lemalachim. The Malachim, he also mentioned that Malachim don't understand the Loshon. Can you see Bezoah? Be'ika Bezoah, Pashlech Lecha. Anu Mechavonim, Anu, Ein Kavona, Ein Kavona, She'enu Mivinim Oysu, Ela Lefi Shema, Lefi Ma, Shemevi Shem Barucha, Husha Malachim Mivinim Es Loshon Atago, Kedis, Shemalach Gavna Limed at Yosef, is Ein Loshon. ורק שלוש נתגוז הוא מאוס בעיניהם. וזה עוצר השם דבר שבקורונה כדי שלא יתקנו בבני ישראל. So, you can't see the Malachim didn't know, because I read that one of the Malachim actually taught Yosef HaTzadik this losha. So obviously they do know. So, but rather they don't use it, what's the reason? וזה עוצר השם בקורונה כדי שהם לא יתקנו בבני ישראל. אם כן למדו עד עתה בדובה חשיבו את המירוס קדש בלושן תרגום דייקה. So I don't know, you're telling me it's a machloikis, but seeing that it's much more here, as the Zohar says, it's davke b'targum, because that's the only way you're going to push away the klipas. Kedei ledoch zekali, shelo yitach chuzu ba'aliyas olomas. Okay, we're going to stop it here for now, and we'll continue next time.